I wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail since I was 10 years old. My grandma took me to hike Bear Mountain in New York, which is a part of the Appalachian Trail, and pretty much ever since then, I knew it was something that I needed to do. And if you know anything about thru-hiking, it's about 1 in 4 people finish the whole trail, so I wasn't positive that this was something that I was going to complete. I knew I was going to try my absolute hardest. So I knew that this was going to be something that I wanted to do, but it was fucking terrifying. The idea of hiking from Georgia all the way to Maine by myself without experience backpacking was really scary. And I'm someone who has anxiety. And in the fall of before I was supposed to leave, I had a lot of doubts about whether or not I could actually make it the whole way. And a few months after I had kind of made this decision that maybe I was going to wait a year, one of my close friends who I met on my cross-country bike trip, Crystal, passed away from cancer. And she was the kind of person who didn't care about fear. She didn't care about consequences sometimes. But she was never going to let something being scary stop her from doing what she wanted to. And when she died, I realized that if I was going to let my anxiety and my lack of experience stop me from fulfilling my dream, then I was going to be honoring her the wrong way. So I decided that I was going to hike the trail and that I was going to hike the trail in honor of her. And a part of that was that I was going to try and raise $15,000 for a local Baltimore nonprofit called Ullman Foundation. Ullman House is a free lodging facility for young adults with cancer that I helped open. And I had seen how important that place was to so many people and how vital it was for the young adults who were going through treatment. And I felt like raising money for them in honor of Crystal would be this iconic way to do this iconic journey. So I did. So I was hiking and being dirty and not showering and walking through the rain and getting trench foot, which is disgusting. Honestly gross. And I learned that you don't need to shower every day, people. It's really not that important. And it was this incredible journey. And the fact is that we never knew if we were going to make it to Katahdin. Katahdin is the finish. And I thought about that mountain every single day of that hike. And I would dream of her. We call her Mama Kay. I would think about her at least once a day and the feeling of putting my feet on the top and standing at that brown wooden sign that's been weathered over years and years and knowing that I had completed the whole trail. I thought about that every single day. And my last week in Maine, there's this section called the 100-Mile Wilderness. And it's called that because it's very desolate, but actually there's cell phone service pretty frequently. So it's not that scary, but you're kind of in the woods and you don't have access to food in towns like you do kind of the rest of the trail. So you go 100 miles without normal things. And we got to this final peak. It was the final climb before Katahdin. And for so long, I'd been dreaming of this mountain. And I climb up and I walk through these trees and I see her. For the first time, I saw her. And she was magnificent. And it was overwhelming and shocking. And I immediately started crying because 10-year-old Sophia would have only dreamed that she could be standing there. And I checked my phone because sometimes you gotta do that when you're in nature. And I got a notification that a hiker that I had met in Virginia, I had spoken to her for maybe 5 seconds. She donated the final $300 to get me to $15,000. And I was standing there staring at these two giant goals that I had had for so long and that I had worked so hard for. And it was one of the most profound moments of my entire life. And I looked down at my arm where I had written Crystal's name, and I knew that it was all for her. And then a few days after that, I got to climb Katahdin, and I got to stand on that brown sign with Crystal's name written on my arm, knowing that every last one of those 2,131.1 miles was for her.